Thank you for calling customer service. This is Nikki. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this company called the Diet Shop?
We are a third-party call center. They're very different products.
Okay, well, let me explain. My name is Annette Moore. I received a fraud alert on my phone about charges, and it came up to the Diet Shop. I don't even know how much it is, but they turned off my debit card because of this. I have never heard of this place. I have never ordered anything from this place. I have never received anything from this place. I just want to know what the hell is going on. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be ugly to you, but I'm very frustrated.
Yes, ma'am. I can understand why the reason why you're frustrated, but what I can do for you, I can be able to look up your account for you. Can I please have your zip code?
70072.
Okay, that's going to be 70072. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can I please have your first and last name?
Annette Moore, M-O-O-R-E.
Okay. And can you verify your address for me?
4600 10th Street, apartment 316, Marrero, M-A-R-R-E-R-O, Louisiana.
Okay. Is that going to be for the Wi-Fi booster?
I don't have a clue. I don't know. I don't have a Wi-Fi booster. Oh, wait. Excuse me. I lied. Oh. I did get, okay, how much was that charge?
Yes, ma'am. The charge was for $7.45 for the Wi-Fi booster, which was the shipping
That's
and
it?
Handling. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The thing is, when I called that fraud alert thing and they come up saying it was the Diet Shop, I'm 72 years old with a bad heart. I don't take diet pills of any kind, and I was assuming, excuse me for that it was some diet-related thing. I don't know why it showed up like that. I don't know, but yes, I will. Now, they've already told me to, they shut this card down, my debit card, and I'll have to wait to get a new one. But yes, that $7.45 was a valid charge. So I don't know how this is, if it was already charged, they said I would have to call the company to stop it. Me thinking it was diet related. But did the charge of $7.45 go through?
Yes, ma'am. The charge for $7.45 had went through, and the charge declined for $49.97 for the Wi-Fi booster.
I don't want it then, because
yes, ma'am.
From what I understand, it was something I won, and all I had to pay was $7.45 shipping and handling. So, therefore, I don't want it. Decline that product, and I'd like to see if there's the $7.45. I understood it was, like I said, just shipping and handling. It didn't say anything about $49.97.
Yes, ma'am.
So let's just delete this purchase.
Yes, ma'am. Most definitely, I could do that for you. First, can I please? Yes, ma'am. You there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do for you, I could go ahead and cancel your account for you. Would that be okay?
That would be perfect. Could you send me an email to that effect?
Yes, ma'am. Most definitely I can. Just give me one moment, okay, while I notate your account for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Carvana's had a lot of friends.
Okay, ma'am, you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, I do apologize about the wait. Do you have a pen and paper so you can be able to write down your cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. It's CS and Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
897.
Okay.
031.
31. Okay. I have that. I appreciate you. You just have no idea. You've made my day. Thank you.
You are
Thank
more
you for
than
your
welcome.
Have a blessed evening.
You do the same. Okay. And thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day, okay?
You too, and I appreciate you.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Ma'am. Thank you so much for calling.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.